这是2025学年第二学期，杭州二中高三年级三月教学质量检测英语科听力测试。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话读两遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Hello, Jack. I was told that Mike is going to buy a new apartment. Is that true?
Mike, I doubt it. What he earns is just enough to put his body and soul together.
Hello, Jack. I was told that Mike is going to buy a new apartment. Is that true?
Mike, I doubt it. What he earns is just enough to put his body and soul together.
I've looked and looked, but I can't seem to find this book.
Well, I guess someone must have already checked it out. You can put in a reserve slip.
A reserve slip? What should I do? I've looked and looked, but I can't seem to find this book.
Well, I guess someone must have already checked it out. You can put in a reserve slip.
A reserve slip? What should I do?
I'd like to check my luggage. Here is my ticket.
All right. Are you going to have any stops?
Yes, I'm going to have a temporary stop in Singapore, but I want to check my things through to Australia. I'd like to check my luggage. Here is my ticket.
All right. Are you going to have any stops?
Yes, I'm going to have a temporary stop in Singapore, but I want to check my things through to Australia.
Now, let me take your temperature. Well, I'm afraid you've got a fever.
Can I possibly take part in the sports meeting the day after tomorrow?
I'm afraid not. You must stay home for 1 or 2 days. I'll give you some medicine for it.
You know what? You can buy your textbooks already.
Really? But I haven't registered for the courses yet.
Yes, but you can get the books as long as you've decided what courses you should take.
第一节到此结束。
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
When are you moving out of your apartment, Jim?
This Saturday, but my rent isn't due yet. Do you know anyone who is interested?
I am. I've just changed my job, and your apartment is close to my new office.
Really? That'd be great. You will like it as the balcony is spacious enough to accommodate seating, so you can enjoy the scenery comfortably. And there are many trees in the community, providing environmental benefits to the area. That's actually why I chose it in the first place.
Sounds nice. How about the rent? I'm trying to stay with a $300 budget.
It was $320 a month, but recently the landlady has raised it by $30. Is it okay?
That's a bit higher, but it's worth the price. When are you moving out of your apartment, Jim?
This Saturday, but my rent isn't due yet. Do you know anyone who is interested?
I am. I've just changed my job, and your apartment is close to my new office.
Really? That'd be great. You will like it as the balcony is spacious enough to accommodate seating, so you can enjoy the scenery comfortably. And there are many trees in the community, providing environmental benefits to the area. That's actually why I chose it in the first place.
Sounds nice. How about the rent? I'm trying to stay with a $300 budget.
It was $320 a month, but recently the landlady has raised it by $30. Is it okay?
That's a bit higher, but it's worth the price.
Are you going to the career fair at school tomorrow?
Yes. I can't decide what career to follow. I thought about nursing, maybe even becoming a doctor if my grades are good enough. But the thing that appeals to me most is teaching.
Really? You surprise me. I did admire that teachers can broaden their knowledge and they adopt a mindset of continuous learning, but they have to meet lots of targets and deal with difficult students, which I wouldn't like.
It depends on your character. What job would you like to do after graduation, Howard?
I thought of becoming a photographer. They seem to travel a lot.
That's a good idea, but it might be hard to succeed in it. Everyone takes pictures with their phones these days.
Yeah, but you have to be very good to be a professional, and I think I could manage it.
Are you going to the career fair at school tomorrow?
Yes. I can't decide what career to follow. I thought about nursing, maybe even becoming a doctor if my grades are good enough. But the thing that appeals to me most is teaching.
Really? You surprise me. I did admire that teachers can broaden their knowledge and they adopt a mindset of continuous learning, but they have to meet lots of targets and deal with difficult students, which I wouldn't like.
It depends on your character. What job would you like to do after graduation, Howard?
I thought of becoming a photographer. They seem to travel a lot.
That's a good idea, but it might be hard to succeed in it. Everyone takes pictures with their phones these days.
Yeah, but you have to be very good to be a professional, and I think I could manage it.
It was very nice of you to see me off.
It's my pleasure, Anna. I know you must be excited to go home after such a long business trip. You'll keep in touch with me, won't you?
Of course. And I will miss you, and miss the tasty food, the friendly workmates who helped me pick up a lot of Chinese. It would have been perfect except for the days of continuous rain in Shanghai. By the way, please let me know if your daughter needs any help while she's studying in London.
Will do. Thanks a lot. Oh, I'd like to give you something to take home. Let me show you.
This is beautiful. Chinese paper cutting. What do these characters mean?
They mean all the best. And the Chinese knot is for your parents.
Thank you. Oh, it sounds like they're boarding now. I have to go.
Have a good trip, Anna. Bye.
It was very nice of you to see me off.
It's my pleasure, Anna. I know you must be excited to go home after such a long business trip. You'll keep in touch with me, won't you?
Of course. And I will miss you, and miss the tasty food, the friendly workmates who helped me pick up a lot of Chinese. It would have been perfect except for the days of continuous rain in Shanghai. By the way, please let me know if your daughter needs any help while she's studying in London.
Will do. Thanks a lot. Oh, I'd like to give you something to take home. Let me show you.
This is beautiful. Chinese paper cutting. What do these characters mean?
They mean all the best. And the Chinese knot is for your parents.
Thank you. Oh, it sounds like they're boarding now. I have to go.
Have a good trip, Anna. Bye.
听下面一段对话，回答第14至第17四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Martin, how do you like playing a superhero?
Overall, it makes me proud. But it really bothered me to stay fit. And keeping the superhero face on is quite tiring, too. Yet, those challenges don't even come close to the difficulty of chasing and fighting. You have to make concerted efforts to act as if it's effortless.
I heard you grew up in Canada. How was that?
I have many family members there. I went to an international school, but the best thing was the fantastic countryside near my home. I spent most weekends camping in the forest, which was really great.
So how did you get into acting?
Well, at university, I studied literature but never acted in any drama. After graduating, I worked as an assistant for a producer, working on a musical comedy. One night, an actor was ill and I was asked to play his part, and it just went from there.
What would you have done if you hadn't become an actor?
Well, both my parents devote themselves to educational careers. Even so, it hardly interested me. My older brother owns a company, and he said that I could have a job in his office. I guess that's what I'd probably have done.
Martin, how do you like playing a superhero?
Overall, it makes me proud. But it really bothered me to stay fit. And keeping the superhero face on is quite tiring, too. Yet, those challenges don't even come close to the difficulty of chasing and fighting. You have to make concerted efforts to act as if it's effortless.
I heard you grew up in Canada. How was that?
I have many family members there. I went to an international school, but the best thing was the fantastic countryside near my home. I spent most weekends camping in the forest, which was really great.
So how did you get into acting?
Well, at university, I studied literature but never acted in any drama. After graduating, I worked as an assistant for a producer, working on a musical comedy. One night, an actor was ill, and I was asked to play his part, and it just went from there.
What would you have done if you hadn't become an actor?
Well, both my parents devote themselves to educational careers. Even so, it hardly interested me. My older brother owns a company, and he said that I could have a job in his office. I guess that's what I'd probably have done. World Sleep Day was organized since 2008. It is held on March 21st every year. It aims to highlight the importance of good sleep and raise awareness of how sleep determines our everyday lives. Now, a world-first study from the University of South Australia shows that increased physical activities during the day improve sleep quality and reduce tiredness, emphasizing the importance of exercise for a good night's rest. The study found that children and adults with higher levels of moderate to vigorous physical activity have less troubled sleep and better sleep quality. In general, adults are thought to need at least 8 hours of sleep a night. But a recent survey found that on work days, only 21% of them really get a full 8 hours of sleep. For teenagers, a healthy amount is about 8 to 9 hours per night. However, 27% of people throughout the world have sleep problems. Now, there are over 80 kinds of sleep disorders, and most people know little about their danger. So for our good life and work, it's necessary for us to realize the importance of sleep and try to have a good sleep. World Sleep Day was organized since 2008. It is held on March 21st every year. It aims to highlight the importance of good sleep and raise awareness of how sleep determines our everyday lives. Now, a world-first study from the University of South Australia shows that increased physical activities during the day improve sleep quality and reduce tiredness, emphasizing the importance of exercise for a good night's rest. The study found that children and adults with higher levels of moderate to vigorous physical activity have less troubled sleep and better sleep quality. In general, adults are thought to need at least 8 hours of sleep a night. But a recent survey found that on work days, only 21% of them really get a full 8 hours of sleep. For teenagers, a healthy amount is about 8 to 9 hours per night. However, 27% of people throughout the world have sleep problems. Now, there are over 80 kinds of sleep disorders, and most people know little about their danger. So for our good life and work, it's necessary for us to realize the importance of sleep and try to have a good sleep.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有2分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案 转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力考试到此结束。